You're listening to the Vegans Explore Network, found at vegansexplore.com. Welcome to the Vegans Explore podcast. I'm your host, Sean A. Russell, and today we're taking it home to the island. We're exploring Jamaica's deep cultural connection to the vegan plant-based movement. Because long before trends, documentaries, and social media challenges, Jamaica already had a rich, spiritual, and healing relationship with plant-powered living. This is a story shaped by faith, culture, history, and community. So let's dive in. We start with Itaal food, one of the most recognizable expressions of Jamaican's plant-based culture. Itaal is more than a diet. It is a spiritual and philosophical practice defined by purity, vitality, and respect for life. The goal of Itaal living is to increase livity, which is a state of natural energy and spiritual enlightenment. Itaal was shaped largely through the Rastafarian culture, which has always placed nature, wellness, and simplicity at the center of its belief. Many Rastafarians avoid salt, processed food, and animal products. They embrace fresh fruit, vegetables, coconut, herbs, roots, and whole foods cooked by hand, often directly from the land. Itaal is indigenous veganism. It is respectful eating long before the word vegan became mainstream. Another major influence is the Seventh-day Adventist community. Jamaica has one of the largest Adventist populations in the world, and many follow a vegetarian or fully vegan lifestyle as part of their faith. Adventist teachings promote plant-based living for health, healing, and purity. That influence has shaped schools, hospitals, lifestyle practices, and even national conversations about wellness. Studies on Adventist communities, especially in the United States, show longer lifespans and lower rates of chronic disease. In Jamaica, this lifestyle is often rooted in simple, natural meals like kalalu, steamed vegetables, ground provisions, brown rice, and fresh fruit. Between Rastafari and Adventists, you get two completely different cultural and spiritual movements that both lead to plant-based living. That is a unique part of Jamaica's contribution to the global vegan conversation. Jamaica also has a long tradition of herbal medicines, which ties directly into plant-based philosophy. Before pharmacies, there were bush teas, tonics, and root blends passed down through generations. People used sarasi for cleansing, fever grass for relaxation, soursop leaf for sleep support, guinea hen weed for immunity, and strongback or medina for vitality. Even the classic roots drinks and tonics are plant-based wellness traditions. This connection to nature-based healing has shaped the island's cultural understanding of food as medicine. A plant-based lifestyle in Jamaica is also supported by the island's incredible produce. These foods show up in Itaal meals, home kitchens, street markets, and fruit stands across the island. A few staples include kalalu, breadfruit, ackee, yam, sweet potato and dashin, green banana and plantain, mango, guineb, naseberry, an otiaite apple, soursop, jackfruit, June plum, sorrel, and coconut in every form possible. These foods were already part of daily life long before plant-based diets were trending worldwide. Today, Jamaica has a growing list of plant-based influencers, chefs, and advocates who are bringing the culture into a global spotlight. Some of the voices leading the movement include Maccabee, whose music and videos promote healthy eating and Itaal living, Tori Washington, who is one of the world's premier vegan bodybuilders, and Rasta Moku, the iconic YouTube chef known for Itaal meals and countryside cooking. Jamaican food is gaining recognition around the world for its natural alignment and vegan principle. Restaurants in the United States, Canada, and the UK are introducing Itaal bowls, ackee vegan plates, jackfruit stews, and plant-based patties. Even oxtails, which is big in Jamaican culture, is having a big resurgence in the United States. Even more festivals like the Reggae Sunfest and Rebel Salute lean into Itaal food culture, serving fresh coconut, vegan plates, and herbal tonics for visitors from around the world. Jamaica is becoming a quiet powerhouse in the global plant-based movement, fueled by culture rather than trends. Beyond the obvious elements, Jamaica's plant-based connection also includes family farming and backyard gardens, Community markets where fresh produce is accessible and affordable. Elders passing down plant knowledge. School meals that include vegetarian options for Adventist students. A national understanding of food as a healing tool. And climate resilience through crops that thrive without heavy animal agriculture. When you put it all together, you see that Jamaica's plant-based culture is multi-layered, spiritual, ancestral, and deeply rooted in community. Jamaica's contribution to the plant-based world is powerful because it comes from the heart. It comes from spirituality, culture, and a connection to the land that runs generations deep. If you're part of the diaspora or simply inspired by Caribbean culture, I encourage you to explore Ital cooking. Learn from stories behind these traditions and tap into the wisdom passed down through our elders. And if you want guidance, recipes, or community support on your own vegan journey, make sure to visit vegansexplore.com and check out our pre-vegans program. We built it to help people transition with support, compassion, and culture behind them. Thanks for listening. Until next time, keep exploring and keep living with purpose.